Good morning and welcome back. We appreciate you tuning in today and being very attentive to this sensitive subject that we're going to be discussing for the next 2 hours here on Newstalk 1480 WHBC. Joining us right now is the president of the local NAACP, Hector McDaniel. Mr. McDaniel, how are you this morning?
I'm a little disturbed this morning. The community is aware of a recent ruling by the grand jury to not indict an officer for a tragic and a very disturbing death of one of our community members.
Were you surprised, Mr. McDaniel, when the decision was announced yesterday by the county prosecutor?
I wasn't just surprised. I was overly stunned because I believe that there was more than enough evidence presented to the grand jury by the prosecutor's office that there should have been some charge, and there was none.
Now, I know a lot of people, they're saying that it was a justified shooting. They're saying that it wasn't a justified shooting. When you look at the body camera footage that we've all seen, when Officer Huber arrives to the house on 10th Street Southwest, January 1st, you see him get out of the car and you hear rapid gunfire. When you see that, is there anything else that you believe the responding officer should have done, whether announcing himself, not shooting? What do you think he should have done in the situation that he was in?
Well, I'm not that clear in terms of the, I'm going to say the training, policy procedure. But if I just generally step back and look at that scene, you also observe that officer being frantic and, you know, very little composure. Those are things that you can identify. And so I don't have an issue sharing that because that's, again, information, video information that just about anyone can see. What is the protocol, you know, to arrive at a scene like that at one officer? Should that officer had immediately called for some backup? I mean, those are things I think that have something to do with the training, the protocol for responding to a situation like that. And so I wouldn't want to speculate because that's information I think that's still missing.
There's another investigation going on within the Canton City Police Department, right? It's their internal investigation that Chief John Gabbard is doing right now. What would you like to see come from that, Mr. McDaniel?
Well, it's interesting that you said that. I am in the process of reaching out to Chief Gabbard to just have a conversation about that internal investigation. But first, let me back up and say, that the NAACP stands with the Williams family. You know, their grief and their hurt, we don't want to overlook that. We jump right into a conversation, and I would be remiss not to back up and, again, extend our hearts and our prayers. Continue to be with that family. And we will continue to stand with that family because we seek to want transparency, which I believe opened up the doors for justice. Without transparency, there'll be no justice.
Have you been in constant contact with James Williams' wife and kids throughout the last 9 months?
We have not been in, I have not personally been in contact with them. I do have a team that has been in contact with them. Philip Brooks, who's our legal redress chairperson, has done most of the contact with that particular family. Did have an opportunity to attend a vigil about a month or so ago with the family. And that's been the extent of it to this date.
Okay. All right. I know a lot of people, they're reacting on social media right now, right? It's the 21st century. It's 2022. That's what people do best is they go and they spew all of their opinions and thoughts to Facebook or Twitter or wherever. And people, they continue to say, what goes up must come down, and Mr. Williams was firing a gun into the sky. Do you believe that Mr. Williams would still be alive today had that action not have taken place on January 1st of this year?
Well, apparently, if that action hadn't taken place, there would have been no need for police to be dispatched, and you can read the rest of the story from there. But I do want to take a five-second comment here. When you were asking about Chief Gobert and the internal investigation and what I'd like to see come out of that, a couple of things, more internal accountability. Again, I don't know what kind of training, police procedures, protocol, those things, but those things dearly need to be re-identified. Re-evaluation. And then here's something that external that cannot happen in an internal kind of aspect. But when we talk about the issue of qualified immunity and how it overshadows, police's response in the field. Right now, the Supreme Court has had this debate going on about qualified immunity, the pros and cons of it. And when you think about it, very few officers are ever held accountable. They either are not given enough charges through the prosecutor's office, and if so, they're not often indicted by the grand jury, and if so, they're not often convicted by a jury.
Prosecutor Stone told us yesterday, Mr. McDaniel, that his team presented to the grand jury a number of potential charges to be to indict Officer Robert Huber on. Do you have any idea what those charges are that they were considering for the Canton police officer?
I have no idea what those charges are, but I do have the utmost confidence in Cuter Stone, and I believe that if the prosecutor's office presented enough evidence for a number of charges, it makes the grand jury's decision not to indict even more egregious.
Mm. So you found out yesterday, the same time that we all found out, when Prosecutor Stone announced the grand jury's decision. Did you think that there was a chance that the grand jury would actually indict the police officer? And were you just completely stunned when you learned that there was no indictment handed down for Officer Huber?
I was completely stunned. I was completely stunned. And so is our community. And definitely so is the Williams family.
I want to talk about this real quick. Yesterday, as soon as this decision was announced, there were people already in the streets. They were protesting. They were peacefully protesting, wanting change. They were outside of the Canton Police Department. They were down at Centennial Plaza right here on Market. Protesting, we see it all the time. It's important to protest. It's our First Amendment right. As the leader of the NAACP, Mr. McDaniel, what do you want to see the protesters do? I mean, you just want to see them peacefully protest. You don't want to see them out there, burning anything down. I know that's a huge misconception whenever, Black Lives Matter's out there protesting. People always think that those protesters are rioting and looting. You don't think we're going to see that here in the city of Canton, do you?
I would prayerfully believe that wouldn't be the case, but we do know as you talked about, you know, our First Amendment right. It is a voice to share despair, concern, and that voice collectively shows up in the form of a protest. The changes, again, that definitely need to happen are in the law enforcement community, and not just here in Canton, Ohio, but in law enforcement, period. And again, I've always taken a look at even just the history and development of the police department itself as a national police in its origin, dating back to the late 1600s, early maybe 1700s, beginning in the Carolinas as slave patrols. And so we talk about some sort of a systemic kind of a thread, if you will, that can show up in a police department here, even in 2022, is not that things need to be changed, but we need total reform when it comes to the police, to the law enforcement agency. And again, first, I would probably say it's internal accountability. You know, if we talk about the officer that, that was dispatched to the Williams home, that was one single officer. Again, is that the protocol and procedure to have one officer dispatched? Was that officer in the area and got the call? And when, I mean, those are some things also, too, that we don't know. But when I talk about the internal accountability, if you and I were officers and we were riding together and you saw me, you know, in some sort of egregious act and you decided not to act to prevent me or relieve me from doing some bodily harm or something even more strange to another individual, the internal accountability would be your responsibility to intervene. And if not, whatever charges that I would face, you would face those charges as well by being an accomplice in the fact that you did not do anything to intervene. The second piece, again, is, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but it's qualified immunity. We hear that a lot. We really don't understand how it's this blanket, how it gives a shadow to the officers who are out in the field, because it says at the end of the day, again, it's very likely that you're going to get charges from a prosecutor. It's very likely that if you do, you're going to get indicted by the grand jury. And if you do, it's very likely that a jury is going to convict you.
We appreciate you taking the time. If you just joined in at the end of that interview, we have live with us the Stark County NAACP president, Hector McDaniel. Mr. McDaniel, we appreciate you taking the time, and we look forward to having you on our show in the near future. Thanks so much, sir.
Thank you. Have a great day.